Hey everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology. Happy Monday, everybody. Today we are going to look at an aspect that perfected yesterday, but is probably for most people very much still in effect. And that is the opposition between Mercury in Libra, who is retrograde right now, and Jupiter in the sign of Aries. So that is our discussion for the day. We're going to look at five themes and three lessons that I think are applicable for this. Although most people might already be in reflection mode on this one, since it technically perfected yesterday. But still, I think it's a good one to open the week with, because my guess is that we will be processing what happened over the weekend, or very much still dealing with it in these first couple of days. So before we get into it, don't forget to like and subscribe. Share your comments in the comments section. That helps the channel to grow and creates good conversation. I love hearing what you guys have to say always. And click the notification bell for updates. Once you subscribe, you know if I go live or new video drops or whatever. You can always find a transcript of any of my daily talks on the website. I also want to point you over to the website right now, nightlightastrology.com, to highlight the opening of my new program, Ancient Astrology for the Modern Mystic. This is the fall enrollment period for my first year course. So if you go to the courses page, click on the first year program, you can learn all about it. Over 12 months, you'll learn about, kind of get a sense of everything that's included in the program right there. There's a video with some live Q&A with alumni and how they have taken their experience forward from the class. There's 30 online webinars that I teach on the year. They're all 2 to 3 hours each. They meet on Saturdays starting November 12th from 12 to about 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern time. They're all recorded. If you can't make it live, you can follow along at your own pace. Everything you get to keep and download for life. There's an optional certification exam at the end if you want to take it. We also have 12 online webinars that are led by guest teachers outside of the 30 classes. We have an interactive group forum discussion staffed by tutors. We have tutors that lead live breakout study sessions in between major units. Tons of bonus material. You can email me with questions throughout the course anytime as well. So if you are interested, the early bird payment saves you $500 off. Check that out. We also have a payment plan. If you want to stretch out the tuition over 12 months, make it a little bit more manageable, you can do that. And then we also have need-based tuition. That is one of our one of the missions of my business has always been to make sure that astrology is accessible for people who have a serious interest in learning more about it. So if that's you, apply and take advantage of it. We are not, we're not picky. If you have a limited tight budget and it's not going to change and you need to work within a very tight budget to make an astrology class happen, that's what it's there for. If we ask the people who, you have the means to do it, then don't take advantage of it, obviously. But we've just always worked the system on trust over the years, and it's worked out fantastically. There are a certain number of those need-based tuition scholarships that we have available, so just be sure you apply early. We also appreciate it because it doesn't swamp us at the end if people apply early with the need-based application. So that being said, let's get into it today. I'm going to put the transits up on the screen and let's take a look. So first of all, and here we go. First of all, let's point it out. Here, this is Sunday, the 18th of September. You can see Mercury in Libra going through the opposition to Jupiter in the sign of Aries. But if we push this forward just a couple of days, you're going to see that all the way until Wednesday, Mercury is hovering around the opposition to Jupiter. And so the energy of this transit is in the air through midweek, which is why we're going to talk about it today. Now remember, this transit also has a history behind it. It's already happened once through Mercury's direct motion. So if we go back just a little bit, we're going to backtrack and see Mercury was opposing Jupiter right around the beginning of September, 1st, 2nd, 3rd of September, right in that window as well. So a little bit of history behind all of this. And you could, if you keep a journal, or you keep even like, you can even look back at emails sometimes, that helps. You should be able to see and get a sense of what was going on then. And you may notice that there's some reoccurring themes or patterns coming up again now. Also, we're going to have one more pass of this down the line when Mercury comes back after it turns direct in Virgo and then comes back into Libra. It'll do it again. We'll have another opposition to Jupiter. More on that later. Today, we're just going to talk about the one that's happening right now. So, five themes. Let's look at five themes that I think you could easily track or identify with this transit. Number one, I thought I knew how I felt. Now, maybe feel could be replaced with the word think. I thought I knew what I thought about something, or I thought I had an idea or opinion formed about something, a conclusion that I had arrived at, but now I'm rethinking it. Or I thought I knew how I felt about a situation, but now I'm rethinking and analyzing and reconsidering how I felt. So the mind-emotional connection here might be quite fluid, but you know, however you tend to process things, whether it's more you're more of a thinker or a feeler or a pretty good blend of both, you may be reconsidering something and probably something that comes back around to the beginning of September somehow. Maybe not. Sometimes they're not always connected in a linear fashion. But reconsidering how you thought, think, or feel about something, and the temptation to make declarations or proclamations about this change could be quite strong. You may want to resist that temptation, or you may want to act upon it. And I think my inclination is always to wait and see, to just give it a little space to breathe, because the impulsiveness of Jupiter in Aries could make you feel like, well, I thought one way, but now I think another way. And so I'm going to Instagram about it. Be a little bit careful of big, loud, declarative statements or proclamations about rethinking or revising something. Because, you know, I remember when I was a kid, you guys have probably heard me say this before. My mom used to do this thing at church because she was one of the leaders with the kids. She would have us squeeze toothpaste out of a tube. And then she would say, you can't, words are like toothpaste. You can't put it back in the tube. And she would make us try to put toothpaste back in the tube. Of course, just an impossible task. So, you know, it was quite a lesson. I never forgot that. And with Mars and Gemini, have failed miserably ever since. I was like, I'm a forever blasting toothpaste out of the tube person and learning the same lesson over and over sometimes. But anyway, you may be rethinking or reconsidering something. Sometimes you need to say something about it, but maybe not to everyone. Sometimes you need to say something about it, and maybe it is more public, or it's more of a flag in the ground kind of moment. But watch for that if you haven't experienced it already over the weekend. Number two, I just can't push something down. I've been feeling or thinking something, and I tried to push it away, but it's coming back. It's a kind of a play on the same idea, right? Mercury's past Jupiter, and you felt a really strong thing, and then you're like, I'm just going to let it go. But then it comes back. It says, no, you need to talk about it. You need to do something. You need to say something. You need to make a change. Okay, so I just can't push something down. It would be the same idea. Number three would be, I might have to go this one alone. Jupiter in Aries, pushing its agenda across the opposition on Mercury in Libra, who's very concerned with diplomacy and harmony, making sure everyone gets along, could show up and be demanding that you do something that breaks from others or what others think or feel or what the diplomatic thing to do would be. You have to just go it alone. You have to do your own thing. I might have to go this one alone. It's a very Jupiter and Aries kind of thing, right? That something could be coming up that's forcing your hand, or that, you know, there's no way of compromising or reaching some kind of diplomatic solution. And so the answer is just gonna have to go solo on this one. I would watch for that. Number four, maybe in the opposite direction, should I compromise? Jupiter in Aries might be being pulled in the opposite direction by Mercury in Libra coming back and saying, look, you thought you wanted to go this alone. You thought you wanted to go pioneering off on a trail, you know, rocket ship to the moon, but you may want to compromise. You may want to figure a way of coexisting with someone or something else rather than going it alone. But the question, what might be quite intense, should I compromise? I don't know. So that's number four. Number five would be, the scales are tilting in the opposite direction. Something happened in a situation and it seemed to really go in one side. And then all of a sudden, it's tilting in the other side, almost like a karmic balancing. And I think we could actually see this one more time later, which, you know, eventually we'll do a video when Mercury's coming back, which is several more weeks away yet. But we have basically the same idea, which is that, you know, the scales might be tilting back and forth a few times, the scales being a Libran image. And the idea of someone or something that you've run into, there's maybe been a battle or a struggle of wits or wills, and somehow the scales have tilted in one direction. Now they might be tilting in the other direction. So watch for karmic balancing in relationships. Watch for, you know, and if it's your time to give something or to surrender something or to let go rather than win, and you can just feel it, then do it, you know. On the other hand, if you have been, I don't know, if you've been walked on, or if you're like, you know what, no, I've got to stand my ground here, chances are it might be time for the scales to tip in on the other side. So just stay aware of the scales going back and forth right now on something. And those are the things that you may have already noticed over the weekend. I thought I knew how I felt. I can't push something down any longer. I might have to go this one alone. Should I make the compromise? And the scales have tilted in the opposite direction. So first of all, before I go on, I'm going to talk about three lessons that I think come with this. But have any of you experienced that? If you have, hit me up with a comment in the comment section. Use the hashtag grabbed if you want to also share a very Mercury opposite Jupiter, Libra to Aries kind of story. I really love hearing from people about those kinds of things. You can use the hashtag grabbed, or you can always email us grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. So three lessons. So I always try to, when I write out the transits, oftentimes I'm reflecting on how they're speaking to me in my own life, or I might through the I Ching, or I might be taking something I'm reading for the Tao Te Ching or the Bhagavad Gita or another sacred text. There are three lessons that I was sitting with this morning, some of which feel personal to me right now, and some of which feel like archetypal, like they might be there for everyone. One, it's important to know how we feel first. And by that, I mean, sometimes when there's big decisions to make, the first thing you think about is how do I make the decision within the social matrix or fabric of my life? How do I tell mom? How do I tell spouse? How do I tell kids? Or, you know, how do I say or do or share something I've a realization, a decision, a choice, a job change, whatever it might be? How do I let my boss know I'm leaving and going somewhere else, or whatever the case might be? How do I break the news to other people? And a lot of the times we think through major life decisions or changes that are deeply personal immediately in terms of what other people will think or react. And we start premeditatively planning for that. And we skip over a whole first step that's super important, which is sitting down and being like, even if I pretty much know the choice or decision I've arrived at, for example, I still need to sit down and say, how do I feel about this decision that I'm making? Or, you know, almost like just taking a day or two or just a few moments even to be like, this is something that's for me first. This is something that, comes up within my own heart, within my own soul. It's a decision that I'm making for these reasons for me. I think there is a time at which it might be appropriate to then figure out, okay, then how do I share this? You know what I mean? I remember one of the big choices that I made early on was to become a professional astrologer. And I remember telling people, like, you know, I remember sitting on my porch in New York City, and I hope I do astrology until the day I die. I remember sitting there going, I want to be an astrologer. Okay, well, how do I tell everyone? Ba-da-da-da-da-da. And then it was like, wait a second. I want to be an astrologer, you know? And I just sat there with it. And I remember I had this moment sitting on the stoop outside of the apartment building that I lived in the West Village. It was right across the street from Integral Yoga. And I sat there and I just started crying. Because I stepped back and I allowed myself to just feel the weight of the realization. Because what my head wanted to do was immediately go into, okay, well, how do I tell people? What will they think? How do I manage it? Where do I, you know, like, and I think sometimes even if we just take 10 minutes to go, well, how do I feel first before I get into managing other people's responses or expectations or social presentation of whatever change it is that I'm making, which may by its very nature have social ramifications. I'm not saying we exist in a vacuum, right? But it's like, have you taken time to just feel what you feel and, you know, sit with it? If it might be hard or it might be beautiful or whatever. So that's my advice right now. If you haven't done that, even if you already made a choice or had a big proclamation of some kind over the weekend, like, have you taken time to just sit with it and feel into whatever that is for a little bit. I think it's a good thing to do. Two, you can't lose when you aren't trying to win. Mercury opposite Jupiter can involve power struggles, all different kinds of power struggles, battles of will and wits. Inherently, there's a competition, a competitiveness with Jupiter in Aries. Mercury in Libra may not seem like it's competitive by nature, but it is. And it's competitive in this way. Mercury in Libra has the same kind of competitive edge that Aries does, but typically that competitive edge is applied toward finding the perfect compromise that elevates and gives one a sense of nobility and virtue. And, you know, it's kind of like when you've come up with the most eloquent, sophisticated, diplomatic, peaceful solution, it makes you feel good about yourself. And so diplomacy is just as filled with competitiveness as, you know, a sports arena is filled with like jocks banging football helmets or something. I know that sounds weird, but they're an archetypal dyad for a reason. They both share an interest in power. One tends to be more about winning. The other tends to be more about the perfect or ideal resolution where everyone's happy. But it's still ultimately, there's a lot of like privileging of intelligence and beauty and grace as these highly sophisticated qualities that can be quite vain at times, even though it's hard to see them that way because they can be cloaked in the radar of like diplomacy or being diplomatic. So anyway, my point for both sides of the Mercury opposite Jupiter spectrum is, hey, like if you set aside, if you can get honest with yourself, me too, right? If we can get honest with ourselves and say, I'm kind of trying to win here, you know, even if I'm on the diplomatic side or whatever the case, we're just being honest, like I want to win because I don't like this person. And I think their diplomatic, you know, stuff is inauthentic, you know? If we let go of the need to win, then there's no potential to lose. The way if you enter a situation and you're not there to win, you let go of your attachment to any kind of outcome, it's amazing how smoothly and aligned the situation turns out. And I've seen that again and again. The Tao Te Ching talks about that everywhere. You can't lose when you aren't trying to win. Just a simple teaching that we can maybe remember right now. And three, can I be more attracted to alignment than being right? Very similar. Alignment would be a way of moving through a situation that has a certain feeling to it, that I have stayed open to the moment, that I've stayed responsive and sensitive and careful, that I've been more of a listener than an asserter. And in doing so, however the situation turns out, the prize is that I felt present and aligned for the process. And when we privilege that, in a sense, it's not that you might not end up feeling like you were right about something or you got the outcome you want or whatever. It's that that sets us up for the next situation and the next moment to be more about just that sensitive situational awareness that gives us so much happiness and peace. Curiosity is innate to that kind of consciousness. Curiosity keeps us open to meaning and the co-creation of meaning. It keeps us participating in the unfoldment of the universe itself. And when we stay more attracted to alignment than being right about something, all of the treasures of the universe just pour themselves upon us. And then not only that, but because we have done so, it sets us up to do so again. So can I be more attracted to feeling like I'm in alignment in the way that I handle a situation rather than being right? Which is very similar again to I can't lose what I'm not trying to win. So letting go of winning and being right, those two things, very, very Mercury and Libra, Jupiter and Aries potentially trying to duke it out with each other. And it's important to know how we feel first, to at least have space for ourselves to have a response before feeling like whatever change is happening within us or whatever thing we're trying to negotiate is we're just launched into the social implications of it all. It's important to also just feel what we're feeling, especially when big choices or changes are coming up. Remember, I thought I knew how I feel. I can't push something down. I might have to go this one alone. Those are heavy, weighty things that can, you know, it's a lot easier if we just take a moment to sit and really feel what we're feeling. So that is what I have for today. I hope that this is a helpful start to your week. And also, don't forget to subscribe and like and the thumbs up and all that good stuff. I appreciate you guys helping me grow this channel and this community. It means a lot to me. This is absolutely my heart and soul every day. I love this. I love being able to serve you guys with astrological content. It gives back to me 100 times more because I love it. And I love that I get to do this for a living. So thank you guys. And don't forget, you can always find a transcript of any of my talks if you want to read them on the website. And don't forget, the new program starts on November 12th. Hope to see some of you in class soon. Any questions about anything you read on the website about the class, email us info@nightlightastrology.com. All right, that's what I've got. Have a great start to your week, everyone. Bye.